Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud, Sif Yud Zayin. And we're talking about the mitzvah of Tefillin, the halachas of the mitzvah of Tefillin, and we're talking now about Hesach Hadas. A person should not take his attention away from the fact that he's wearing Tefillin. He should remember it. Chayav Adam, a person has a chiyuv lemashmesh b'tefillin, to touch his Tefillin, b'chol shah, anytime that he remembers that he's wearing tefillin, he should touch it. Shal yidei zeh, through this, lo yavi l'dei hesach hadas, that he will not come to forget about them, to not think about them. He'll be constantly touching them, he'll always think about them. Shal yavi l'dei hesach hadas gomer, that it won't come to that he will forget totally that he's wearing tefillin. Chas v'shalom. V'yimash b'tchila b'shayad, and the way to do it when you think about the tefillin is that you should touch the Shal Yad first, v'achakach b'shal rosh. And after that, he should touch the shal rosh. U'minig yafa, and because of that, there's a nice minig. The mashmesh bahen, to touch the tefillin, kishematzke mitzvasim b'krishma. In the two parshas of Krishma that mention that you should be putting on tefillin, shal yad and shal rosh, you should touch them while you're saying those two parts. The way you're saying the tefillin of shal yad, you touch the shal yad. For the shorosh, he touches the shorosh. So, kisha aimer, ukshatem lois al yudecha, when you say ukshatem lois al yudecha, memash mishpil shal yad, you touch the shal yad, v'noishik, and you kiss your head. Ukisha aimer, v'ahilat the tavas bein enecha, and when you say that there should be tefillin between your eyes, you mash mish be shal rosh, you should touch the shal rosh, v'noishik, and he kisses his hand again. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.